Welcome to the Bringing Intimacy Back Show, where intimacy is real. If you desire to intimately connect with yourself, your significant other, children, family, friends, community, and your higher power, this show is for you. Thus, we explore intimate topics, inspiring life stories, spirituality, and insightful tips on strengthening relationships. This show is hosted by Dr. April and her co-host, Dr. Kelly. Now let's get this episode of the Bringing Intimacy Back Show started, because we share with you the secret power to intimacy to create a life you love, or love the life you create. Now here's your host, Dr. April, and co-host, Dr. Kelly.
Welcome to the Bringing Intimacy Back Show, where intimacy is real. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. I'm so happy about our show today. You know, we've been talking, it's been a new year of 2021 and so many changes. And so in the beginning of 2021, we talked about discernment, you know, how to figure out things, how to hear our voice inside. And then last week, we had someone come in and talk about finding your voice. So you hear it, you find it, and guess what we're doing today, guys? Guess what we're doing today? Well, today we are talking about you were designed for more, okay? This is more about action. And so I'm so excited. And of course, I have Dr. Kelly. Hey, Dr. Kelly, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Dr. April. It's good to be here.
Yes, yes. How has your week been so far?
Well, it's been pretty busy, but it's all building up to this.
Yes, yes. I'm so excited about how we can realize that we are designed for more. Yes.
Yes, this is a topic that inspires me as well and encourages me. And I've heard Sherry share her heart about it in the past. And I've watched her over the years get this thing on the launch pad, and it is ready and already off the ground. So I'm really thrilled today. I am so happy. I mean, this is a genuine smile, and you can't fake happy.
Yes, yes, yes. So who she was mentioning was Sherry Belmar, and she's actually a friend of Dr. Kelly, so I'm going to let you introduce her to the audience.
Well, what can I say? I was a roommate with Sherry once. I happened to be invited to be a bridesmaid in her wedding. So I know Sherry Tice Belmar Uria very well, even though I have a hard time with the new last names. And Sherry has mentored Christian women worldwide for over 30 years, and she's a creator of her own signature course, Shine, and the Shine membership, as well as the host of Soul Set and Alma Mia podcast. So, Sherry, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. It really is.
Yes. Hearing about Shine and everything that you have to say here, I just wanted to pass this back to Dr. April regarding our charity of the month. We have a charity every month that we want to sponsor. So Dr. April, can you tell them about our charity of the month, Honor a Nurse?
Right, our charity is American Nursing Foundation, and they do a great job. And they actually have a program called Where You Honor a Nurse. And that is a wonderful aspect where you can donate money to help a nurse who may have mental health challenges because of just all the stress, or just also just may need resources to help with their family. So really think about it. And it's www.nursingworld.org/donate. Think about it. Sherry, I'm so happy to have you on. I actually listened to some of your podcasts. Yes,
okay,
yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, where you were designed for more. And so my first question out of the door is, how did you even come up with the concept of Soul Set, your podcast?
Oh, Soul Set. Well, that's a great question, April. Actually, when I think about Soul Set, I think about four aspects, actually. And that would be our mindset, our heart set, our soul set, which then would also lead to our actions. That, right? And so until we have that mind-body connection and our spiritual connection, I just really believe it's hard for us then to get into action, right? If we don't have one of those, either our emotional side, our mind, or our soul, right? Then it's just hard. And the soul is more than just our mindset, right? Mm-hmm. It's also about our belief system. So that's how I really locked into Soul Set, just because a lot of the work that I do would be spiritual mentoring, because I believe that everything comes from the inside out.
Yes. Yeah. And in this show here, we talk a lot about intimacy, and it's great how you talked about so much about the podcast I watch about being connected, how it's all.
Yes. Yes. Well, right. And see, those of you who can take the signature course Shine, they're wrapped up into the first workshop, which is going to be something that I'm going to offer there at the end of the show for all your listeners. I talk about the laws. And so each one of these workshops, I just like to unfold a law. Like a law is something that is in motion and it's working. It's like the law of gravity. There's laws of thermodynamics. And so they're in place. We can't move against them. And so the first law, the first one, is the law of connectivity. And so, right, when Kelly invited me to the podcast, I'm like, okay, getting back to intimacy. Well, you know what? Everything does begin with connection. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's what it's all about.
And you're perfect for that, Sherry, because I want to tell the listeners and remind you of one of my, Dr. April, I went on a walk when I was just a sophomore. I met Sherry when I was a freshman. But the sophomore walk, I call it, like to myself, we went for a walk and we walked around Liberty University, ended up at the dugout of one of the, like, I mean, it was a huge campus, and she was pushing me for connection and she wasn't going to settle for shallow. And even at that time, I thought I took huge risk. I shared so much, you know, where I was born and how old I was. Wow, what a big deal. But she was pushing for connection. And I'm so glad you did, Sherry.
Yes, yes. Well, because really, that's what brings meaning to our lives. And mm-hmm. so we all are searching and seeking for meaning, for something more profound in our lives. And so I believe it's true, Kelly, it's when the other person's ready, right? You're not going to be able to get farther than the other person wants you to go. And I believe it's important to respect those limits, and everybody has their time frame. But I love what you're doing here. And I know that for most of us, you know, connection is where it's at. That's the beginning of everything.
And it's so much more important, all the more now, right?
Right. That's what I was thinking. Exactly. I wondered, Sherry, if you, if more people are searching for meaning after just 2020 and all the things that happen, do you find that more people are searching for meaning?
Well, I definitely believe that, I don't know if this is what you found also in both of your practices, but just stopping all the activity, people find themselves with all this silence, with all this void that we try to fill our lives, you know, with all this activity. And so we're not really necessarily advancing, but we're moving active. And so it's sort of like you avoid the real issues. And so I believe that this shutdown, this global shutdown, well, it's a crisis point because it makes us have to deal with some realities that we, in our day-to-day, running here, running there, and with all the noise, we sort of shut out. So it's a blessing in disguise, because if I really can deal with the important issues, then the other issues will fall into place. Wouldn't you guys agree?
I would agree.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and like you said, it became so silent that we were having to focus on ourselves. And it's, some of us is like, you know, oh my gosh, that's very scary for many people to have to focus and have a strong relationship with self.
Right. Right.
Right.
Definitely. It all starts in our heads, in ourselves. And a lot of times we just don't want to go there. There's too much pain. There's too much uncertainty. And a lot of times we just don't know where to start.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, Sherry, that a lot of it has to do with the expectations that women have placed upon them? You know, like, you know, that that inner, I have to be perfect. You know, the fear of that I have to present this way. And if people really knew me, they wouldn't like accept me or trust me, or, you know, I'm a hot mess. I don't know if I should let other people see. And so we have to keep this you know.
Oh, I totally agree with that. You know, I believe that as women, I think women maybe feel it more than men, but I believe that each sex has their own dynamic, right? And so we have these set standards that we feel like we have to run with, what we have to present. And so I really believe until we don't get to that maturity level where we're willing to face, right? We're willing to face those issues, because it's sort of like what you're sharing about college, right? When I was trying to go a little bit deeper and let's talk about meaningful things. And so am I ready to go there? And so a lot of times it's easier just to latch on to a stereotype because it's something outside of myself. It's a veneer. And so it's a protection, which would then avoid intimacy because it's not really me. It's a buffer. And so I definitely believe that a lot of times we'll stick with a stereotype just out of the gate because we don't really know who we are. And so we'll just go in this default. And then as we mature, hopefully we can begin to ask ourselves these more difficult, more meaningful questions and be able to go underneath the surface and make it more meaningful. Yeah, we're going back always to meaningful, the word meaningful.
Yeah.
What is that? I don't know if I answered your question.
Yeah. Yeah. What is that word, since you talked about that? What does that word actually mean? Meaningful.
Meaningful.
Yes, yes. What is that?
Well, I believe you could turn it backwards and say full of meaning.
That's true.
Significance, right?
Yes.
Significance. It has, it's the significance that you put towards something. Mm-hmm. And so it's like I can really value, let's say, a drawing my child makes for me.
Right.
And that's significant to me. It's not that it's very valuable to someone else, but it means a lot to me because of what they wrote or what they drew. And so as people, we can either take our standards as the world, maybe it's physical perfection. So, okay, I don't like my nose. I need to go get a nose job. And when I get a nose job, then I'm going to be happy. And then I can connect with Mr. Right. And then
right.
So I'm connecting this meaning to something superficial. And so, so meaning has to come deeper. And that's my challenge. My challenge was Shine and You Were Designed for More really takes you to attention. Because what it signifies is what? If there's more, then there's things that should change in my life. There's things that could change in my life, right? And so it's Shine, You're Designed for More. It's like it brings up, well, then what am I designed for? And so I can hit crisis there because I don't know what I was designed for. I don't really, and so I just like go grasping at straws. And this is where our belief system is so vital and crucial because, okay, I believe in a God and I believe in Jesus. So for me, that is like my anchor. Mm-hmm. And so I believe that every person needs to find where they're going to anchor their lives because we all believe in something. Like an atheist, well, their belief is that there is no God. That's the belief that they cling to. And so a person that, is from Islam, they'll have their belief system. And so wherever you believe, you're a result of your beliefs. And therefore, you're going to find your meaning or you won't in regards to your belief system.
Because we shine from the inside out, right? That's what I hear you saying. We shine from the inside out.
But for sure, we shine from the inside out. And every one of the listeners, I really believe that their God-given design is to shine. And one of the beautiful things with the Shine course was just being able to study diamonds, study precious stones. And just, you know, sort of like the snowflake thing, is just that no stone is made the same. And within those stones, you have inclusions. you have the default lines. And so the art, the crafts men is going to look at that stone. They're going to study that stone in depth to see where they need, where it needs to be cut to be able to maximize its brilliance. And so the course is talking about that, right? A lot of times we're fighting and we're resisting these hardships that come into our lives, but really it's what's making us unique. We're a unique design. And right before we were coming on, you know, we were talking with my daughter. She was there getting ready too. And she's like, well, you know, talking about personalities, but then you talk about each person's culture, each person's what they've lived. It makes them all unique. Your blueprint is just beautiful and unique, and we don't want cookie cutter. Yeah. I celebrate diversity. I celebrate that everyone is unique, and I believe that's awesome.
Oh, wonderful. Yes. And so we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, and I love how you said we were designed for more, which also means that we're not stagnant. We're dynamic, you know, because it's always constant change. Yes. So you're going to give us the secret to that, but we're going to take a commercial break and we'll be back in a few seconds.
Ha ha. I just infiltrated Dr. April's show. Hey, do you want to have an awesome podcast like April has? Well, my name is Adam Adams, and yes, that's my real name, Adam Adams. I know it's crazy, but I'm the guy that helps people launch podcasts. I help you launch a podcast, and if you have one and you don't have the downloads that you need, we do a lot of marketing for other people's podcasts and help them finally get ranked. The third and final thing that we can do is we can do all the back office post-production for you and your show. We do a great job. If you're interested in launching a show, getting all that post-production off your plate, or growing your show so that it actually gets downloads, listens, ratings, and reviews, then I'm your guy. And since you're a listener of Dr. April's show, just go to mypodcast.website. That's mypodcast.website and enter Dr. April at checkout.
Welcome back to the Bringing Intimacy Show, where intimacy is real. And today we're talking about you are designed for more. Yes. And how what that means is that it's always changing, which is great because life changes and there's so much possibility that we cannot get stuck. So I want to get into the meat and bones of this. That's right. And I just want to say Dr. Kelly's here and Sherry Balmar. And so Sherry, there are many people who are sometimes just stuck. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we've here in 2020 and 2021, we've gone through a lot of changes. And some of us are still trying to figure out how do we move forward? Mm-hmm. You know, how do we find what you're talking about?
Well, great. Yes. Well, actually, I call this, it would be the D cycle or the darn cycle. It's the darn cycle that we're stuck in, right?
Right.
And so there's four D's that I want to share, you know, with the audience, with the listeners. And when we're stuck, we're detained, right? That would be the first D. Mm-hmm. We're stuck and it causes that frustration, that feeling that I am unable to move forward. And so when I go progressing in life and I'm thinking, okay, I want to be this, I want to do that. And then I start having these different difficulties come into my life and I'm being held back. I'm being stuck. Or you think even now pandemic, it's my job. It's my health. It's all these stresses. And so we feel like we're being held back. We feel like we're being restrained. So then comes in the second D, then that will produce a discouragement. It will lead us to depression. It will be dissatisfied. That will bring frustration, anger, bitterness. And so what we're going to see is like a cycle going on. Okay, we're held back. We're stuck. Then we're going to get discouraged. Like, I don't know how to get out of this funk. I don't know how to get a job. I'm not sure, you know, what the future is going to hold. All these things start bombarding us. So then the third D would be the distractions. So since I don't know how to resolve this, let me fill it with something else.
Alcohol?
Phone, right?
Right, because right, or alcohol or drugs.
Yeah. Because we'll get a little, you know, shot of dopamine right. and I'll feel better. But then what? When the dopamine goes down, I need to pick up my phone again or whatever it is that I use to fill that void. Because what happens is what I am avoiding conflict avoidance, right, mm-hmm. Dr. Kelly? it's that conflict avoidance. So I call this the opiate of pleasure. Pleasure isn't bad in and of itself, but what? When I start bringing things in just because I need this boost of pleasure, so it might be food, it might be sex, it might be entertainment, it might be my phone, it might be binging on Netflix, whatever the binge might be. But what? I'm bringing this into my life really to avoid these issues that I don't know how to deal with. Like, how do I deal with, oh, I was made for more? I have no idea what I was made for. So why don't I just see who, you know, gave me a like on on Instagram, right?
Right.
Or whatever I want to do. And so I can fall into distraction. So where we start with, I'm detained, I'm stuck, I get discouraged, depressed. So what? I look for a distraction. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth D in this darn cycle is that I lived in a deceived state. I'm deceived. And so I have to come to what? Incoherent conclusions just to justify this cycle, because it's never ending. It's like it's stuck, right?
Is that when you start blaming other people and stuff, when you get deceived?
Well, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. You know,
I'll blame the world or whatever.
In the deceit, yeah. you can blame other people. You blame circumstances. Whatever, however you want to draw up the situation, not to take 100% responsibility.
Right.
Because that's what this is all about, right? When we say, I'm designed for more, it's stop looking at my neighbor and start taking responsibility myself for my life. And so I can blame the government. I can blame the ex-president. I can blame the future president. I can blame, you know, my parents. I can blame my boss. Whatever I want to do, you know, or that I just, you know, my IQ, my EQ, whatever.
Yeah,
Do you think that some of this stems from insecurity? Like this, you know, we started off saying, hey, you know, I don't like this about myself. I'm going to change my nose. If I don't like this, we'll divert attention away from ourselves so that we don't have to make these changes internally. And I think that when it boils right down to it, it comes right to our faith. And we say, you know what, we were created for more. We were designed. I use the word create, designed for more, created for more. There's more that is meant for our life. I have in my hand right here a letter that you wrote me in 2017. I would pull it out every once in a while and read it. And I read it this morning and let my sister read it. And she was crying. But you have the power to speak into people's lives, because you're not just speaking from do this and do that in this list that we have upon ourselves. And as women, we have that, right? Mm-hmm. Now, whether you're a mother, a single woman, or, you know, whether it's at work, we should be doing more. So how can we help these women that have insecurity, that have that word, even the word more, to connect that this is, you were designed for more, created for more? How can we help them deal with their insecurity? How do you do that in Shine and Soul Set?
I'd like to piggyback. I was going to piggyback off what you just said about insecurity. And I also think it's fear.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. But yeah, how do we help these women?
Well, if you go to my website at Sherry Together, you'll see it's giving strength and courage every day to every woman. Okay. And so when you think of the flip side of courage, it's fear. Mm-hmm. When you think about the flip side of strength, it's weakness. And so really what's on my heart, what is my passion, is when we find ourselves, and especially as women, because I really, that's who I work with, especially just because I feel like I am a woman, so I understand women and where they're coming from. And so it is what moving past these fears. The fears are real. But it's sort of like when you're a child, right? You think there's the boogeyman under your bed, or there's the boogeyman in your closet. And so until you look underneath the bed, or until you go and open the closet or turn on the light, you're going to live in fear, and it magnifies itself. And then your head starts playing games on you. Mm-hmm. And so it's real. The anxiety is real. The fear is real. And so it first needs to come with the person's willingness, the listener's willingness to look under their bed, to open their closet. And see, a lot of us aren't willing to go there.
Right. We're ashamed, and we think we're the only one.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's no shame. There's no shame because all of us have a bed with lint balls under it, right?
Yes.
And we have closets that need to get cleaned out, right? So, you know, with this said, is there is no shame. Of course, we do feel shamed, but then it's also working with this person alongside this person. And so, yes, in the course, we go through these phases. And the first stage is get off the metaphorical bench of life, because I believe it, you know, when we think about life, it's like we're seated on a porch.
Right.
And we can look at our neighbors and say, oh, if I had their house. And we can look at, you know, the other neighbor and says, oh, if, you know, if I look like her, and oh, if I had their education, then everything would be different. And we just sit there and we're playing a comparison game. And that comparison game is a waste of time. It does not help me in any shape or form, especially if I'm just shaming myself.
Right.
So it's being able to detect that self-talk and just get down to the work. And this is where the law of connectivity is so profound, because I really believe that each person needs to look down inside themselves, right, to find their value, because this is all about value. Where do you get your value from? Do you get your value from your education, from a title? If I'm married, if I look a certain way, because what? Then if it's exterior, is it, you know, if it's something exterior, that means when I lose my job, then my worth is gone. If I lose my husband, then my worth is gone. I lose my beauty, then my worth is gone. And so it isn't something that's exterior, it's internal. And so until I'm ready to go inside, it might be scary. It might make me fearful, but until that, I'm really not going to be able to do the work. Everything else is just cosmetic, and it's not surgical. And so, in Shine, I'm not cosmetic. This has nothing to do with cosmetics. You know, I'm not going to, you know, it's not fake eyelashes. It's not fake noses. It's not fake anything. It's like, let's go to the real thing. Like when we were walking around the track at Liberty, Kelly, yeah, that you're talking about, like, let's be real. Or you know what? Time is running out. We've all been allotted a short time in this world, and time is running out. And so we, if we don't address the real issues, then it's like living life and not having lived at all.
Right.
And I really believe that a lot of people are so afraid to live life that they're here breathing and taking up space, and they've never lived life. They've never taken the risk. They've never gotten off their porch. They've never gotten off their bench.
Right. And you're so right that it starts right up there on hearing these thoughts. And many people believe that everything they think is true, which is like not true. Yeah. Yeah. And you got to listen to that negative talk, like you said, and clear that out to find your value.
Right. Because if you lie, you're going to live a lie. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly. And so I really believe that it's important. That's why when I talk about the law of connectivity, it's like, you know, if I believe in God, okay, is it a God that I've made, like, okay, this is going to be my God. My God is this size, and it's, or is it the real God? Like, when I look at nature and I look at the mountains, I look at this wonderful body I have and say, wow, there's a maker, there's a designer, you know, like God has designed me. And so that's my core belief. And so I believe that the Bible is true. I believe that I can find principles there. It's not like this outdated book that has all these like weird stories that have nothing to, you know, all these angels flying around. You're like, whoa, whatever, you know, they were like really on a big trip when they were writing this, right? But I believe that there's principles that I can guide my life. And that is where, you know, in the first workshop, I'm just stating, you know, you can have all these belief systems, but the law of connectivity is, I don't believe that I just was like a piece of dust or, you know, like this substance that just started creating over billions of years. Like, there's no connectivity. When we think of us as humans, as a man and a woman, they unite and you came out of a connection. And so how can I think that my life is going to have meaning without connecting to something that is greater than I am? Like, how did mankind, it evolved? It, like, when I really think about evolution, and I don't want to offend any listener that does find that evolution is, like, to them their answer. But for me, when I'm speaking about the law of connectivity and the importance to the listener is, saying whatever I connect with, I build from there. And so how do I gain my value? Well, if I think I'm just a floating piece of dust and everything just sort of evolved, well, then I don't know. Like, that just doesn't bring connection to me. And so that's where I believe that every person needs to ask themselves, what do I connect with? What great truths do I connect with? And look at the evidence. And everyone has to live by faith. You know, you're believing in something. And or else you're just drifting. You're just drifting. And it's like, it's either true or it's not. Is it the half-truth, and what is it?
How do the women respond to this when they come to the Shine program? You have people from all over in different countries, right?
Yeah.
How many languages?
We have two languages. We have English and Spanish, and really Spanish is our big, big thing just because that's where I've lived all my life. My husband's Argentine, but we've had hundreds of women from all over Latin America and even Africa and Asia and Europe take this course, and women are being touched. You know, it's reaching them at this moment where they're really searching, where they're going through a hard time, either at home. And so it reassures them of their value. So the majority of the women are already have a Christian faith. And so it's going back and recalling truths that maybe they've heard or learned. But it's one thing to know something. It's another thing to believe something. It's sort of like what Dr. April's saying, right? It's like, my thoughts. I am not my thoughts, but if I believe them long enough and if I take them on as a truth, if I keep on thinking I'm stupid, then it becomes my belief. Mm-hmm. I limit myself. And so, our belief system, it goes back to the belief system, is important. And so even these Christian women, it's like people, just because you go to church or just because you do certain things or go, like, I'm talking about something vibrant and alive, something real and authentic. And I believe that we all long for real and authentic. I believe that they are, let's say, trendy words, right? Like, real, and I'm just being real and authentic. That's what they say, you know, and on social media, I'm just being real. Okay. So I believe that if you're really, you know, searching for this meaning, if you're really going to shine, it has to be from a place of authenticity. It's not superficial. It's not artificial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's real. Yeah.
Right, right. And it's real. How you integrated, of course, with God, because he designed everything. And so if you're designed to be more, and he's already designed everything and knows everything, then go to the author. And and act, yeah,
and connect. And the thing is, I mean, I'm really talking about the course a lot. I want all of you guys to go take it, but it's all based on what a diamond, and the diamond is the strongest element there is, because diamond isn't only beautiful,
right?
It's a diamond can only cut a diamond. And so when we're talking about finding your worth, it's like you have to go through a lot of dirt. I'm going to say that again. You have to go through a lot of dirt to find your diamond. Mm. As a matter of fact, the calculation is 200,000 tons.
Wow.
200,000 tons to find a carat worth of a diamond.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay.
So that would be like, we're talking second step is once I get off that porch, I need to get down to work.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? When I'm busy working on me, I'm not wasting time on social media looking, oh, look at her legs. Her legs are so pretty. And I look at mine, or like all these stupid things that fill our headspace. You need to get down to work to find your value. It is a job. And so you need to be committed to it. And it's going to be work. And that's what Sherry Together is all about, because I want to hold this woman's hand. I would say I'm a spiritual midwife. What does that mean? A midwife is not going to have the baby. A midwife isn't going to do the work, but the midwife is going to be there, and she's going to help you, and she's going to tell you what to do, what not to do. But in the long run, that woman is going to have her baby. And that is my dream. My dream is that every woman would be able to have their baby. It's not my baby. It's their baby, their unique baby, their unique dreams. And so, I want to be able to see these women bring this to life, not just have it there floating around. And that takes work.
Mm-hmm. No, like Sherry.
Labor knows it's labor.
No, Sherry, you are authentic, because when I referenced the letter that you wrote me earlier, the reason that I read it is that you spoke into my life and you said you were, you know, that you loved my enthusiasm and all of that. And you ended it. You said, may you see God open the doors for you, write it, record it. And you spoke those truths in my life while, you know, talking to me about the things that I needed to do to honor God, the creator, the designer. And it just spoke life into me. And I just think that that's what women need. They need people to come alongside of one another. Like scripture says, iron sharpens iron, diamonds cut diamonds. Let's watch who we're spending time with, because they can have power over our life. And we know, Dr. April, I'm sure you see this also in your practice. We know that women are not always happy when other people are successful. They're not. So misery does love company. It's not a scripture. It's an idiom or whatever they call it, an adage or whatever. But we need to be around people who want the best for us. And I thank you, Sherry, for speaking truthful words to my life. I thank you for your authentic friendship to me. And I just have to just say thank you.
Truly. Yes. Thank you. I want to say one thing about that, because it sort of cut off the volume when you brought out the paper. And so I connected the dots when, that letter would be to the listener, a prophetic voice. What is a prophetic voice? A prophetic voice is when you sense from God that you have a message for someone else. And so you need to either speak it, write it, and pass that on to someone else. And so I know that you're talking about voices. And when you look at scripture, you have Jesus, but Jesus, you know, we just got done passing Christmas, but before Jesus, his forerunner was his cousin. And in the Bible, you see that 400 years of silence had gone by. And see, there are listeners right now that are living in a period of silence. And maybe they're listening to this podcast mm-hmm. right now, and this is a voice for them. And 400 years had passed. This priest goes into the temple just to pray, to bring the incense to, you know, to God. He's like, you know, this is a great privilege. But he arrives. The angel says, man, I've got great news for you. You're going to have a son, and they were already old, whatever. Long story short, this cousin of Jesus is named John the Baptist, and he is the voice. The voice. The voice in the desert. And you know what? That's huge. Because there are many women right now that are in a desert, and they don't know what direction to go. They don't know where to turn. And this podcast is a voice. It's speaking to their need. And so when you speak about that letter, praise God, because I was just trying to be obedient. And every woman that is listening to this, every man has a gift. Mm-hmm. And so that's the importance, the urgency. I was speaking with my daughter before this morning, and I said, you know, as you think of these new challenges ahead, just don't think about it, well, I need to do these things for me, because maybe that's just not enough. What you need to understand is what you have in your life, it's your responsibility to find, because there are other people who need that. They need you to show up and give your gift to the world. Because that's the second law. The second law is the individual collective. It's like, as you find your gifts, it's not just for you. It's so that you can share them with others. That's what makes it meaningful. That's what makes it purposeful. It's not just, oh, I've got all this for me. No, I don't have it for me. I have this to give to others. And that's when it brings on new meaning. Like Viktor Frankl's book, what, Man's Pursuit of Meaning? It's that. Having something to live for is something always outside of myself. So I'm sorry, I got on the bandwagon.
I love it. Yes. Because you're right that there are so many people out there who are in the desert, who are trying to figure out, you know, what I'm supposed to do. And like you said earlier, right. To even find the diamond, many times we have to go through tough times. You know, there's a lot of tough times, and I've seen that in my own life. And so, yes. But we're going to take a short commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to get questions from the audience about, you know, and if you're struggling right now and you're in the desert or you're in a period of darkness, please stay tuned and listen for some tips.
If you are listening to this commercial, you have a pulse. If you have a pulse, you have stress. You may need a therapist. How do you find a therapist? Oh, you go to your phone book. Wait, what's that? Go to the World Wide Web, you type in, therapist near me. And then you find a list of acronyms. LMHC, LPC, NCC. How on earth do I understand this and navigate this? Go to drkellyboucher.com. Dr. Kelly specializes in helping people that struggle with anxiety, stress, burnout, grief, depression, compassion fatigue, sleep issues, body image issues. You can have help today. DrKellyBoucher.com.
Welcome back to the Bring in Intimacy Show, where intimacy is real. Today we're talking about that you, all of us, are designed for more. And we have Dr. Kelly, of course, here, and Sherry, yes. And so, and we've been talking about whether you're in the desert. And with the desert, that means sometimes you don't feel connected. You're like, I don't know what's going on. You feel nothing. Or maybe you're in a period of where everything feels chaotic. You feel everything. It's like crisis and stuff. Yes. So now we're going to talk about some tips on how to move through that. And if we have any questions from the audience, please let us know.
I do have one question from an audience member.
Yes.
It is Anne from Virginia. My life has been so busy and so chaotic lately. I'm not sure which way to turn, but I do want to find my voice and be heard.
Beautiful. Is this for me?
Yes.
Yes.
What would you say to Anne? There's not really a question. Two statements.
Okay. Dear Anne, what I would say to you is slow down. Slow down and be willing to listen. Slow down. If everything's been chaotic, it's slow down. I would say even slow down and make a list. If you have faith, if you believe in God, ask God, God, show me the way. Show me what to do. Define all the chaos. What are the things that are really bothering you? And write them out. And then I would also say, you know, from there, where do I need to go from there? Like, are there things that I need to seek others to help me with? Because you have to define the list, right? The important thing is define. Define all the chaos. From all the chaos, there's going to be the biggie. And then there'll be like two or three other things. But usually when you get that biggie off your list, the other things fall into place.
Okay. Thanks, Sharon. Yes. Well, you know.
Yes. I have a listener from Texas. Her name is Susan. And she's saying that, this is what she writes. I want to have more, but no one believes in me. And I feel like I have no support. How do I give more when I have no support?
Susan, I've got great news for you. You don't need anyone to believe in you but yourself.
Right.
And you know what, Susan? I believe in you. And Susan, I know you have what it takes. You don't even need me to say that. Because when you hear, I was designed for more, and it hits your heart and your heart moves, that means what? It's like that. That response, that gut response, that is already a sign, that moving inside of you that will go guiding you and taking you and leading you in the direction that you need. And I encourage you to what? Listen to podcasts like this. Listen to these people that are going to be able to guide you, like Dr. April, Dr. Kelly. Listen to these people, and you can find your voice. You can find what you need. Susan, don't worry about all those haters. Don't worry about them. Just leave them behind, because you can either stick around with the turkeys and do turkey trots, or you can soar with the eagles. Soar with the eagles, my friend. You are made for more.
I love
that. Gotta leave those turkeys.
You know, in the world when there's so many voices, you said, listen to podcasts, but we have to like flip a coin here and say, you know what? There's a lot of podcasts and we need to know which voice to listen to. You know, what do you do when there's so much noise? How can you, Sherry, this is a question for you to share with our listeners. How can they have discernment over which voice to listen to?
That's a good one.
Okay. That's huge. I like that question, Dr. Kelly. And if you have a faith, if you have faith and you believe in God, this is what I would say to you. Trust that the Holy Spirit will guide you. That is, if you are seeking truth and you are seeking to grow, first of all, ask God to guide you to the right people. Because God will move mountains. He really will. And the second one, Kelly, you know this answer for sure. It's the litmus test. Do I have peace?
Exactly.
Right? This is what Kelly has told me. I've repeated it so many times since. The enemy, the devil, can falsify a lot of things, but he can't falsify peace. So if you have peace, flow. If you don't have peace, get out of there. Stop listening. Move. That's what I would say.
And so, Sherry, you just mentioned a very important part is peace, because sometimes people don't know that when they're hearing things in their thoughts, is that coming from God, or is that coming from this, or this coming from that? So if your thoughts are telling you things that are putting you down, that are not bringing you peace, and you're worthless, and you can't do this, and yeah, that is not from God.
Yeah. No, it isn't from God. No, it isn't from God. And as a matter of fact, when you think about peace, this is how the Jewish people greet each other. They say shalom, right? Shalom is wholeness. Because it isn't just, oh, peace, right? But it's wholeness of thought. It's wholeness of life. It's wholeness of health. It's wholeness of economy. It's wholeness. It's like when I am wishing peace on someone, I want them to be whole. And so when our thoughts are negative, when our thoughts are abusive, it's sort of like you think of a plant, right? And so if I put bad water in that plant, or even think of toxics, right, with toxins, or you think of, what we put on the pesticides that are on our vegetables, like when there are bad things, that's going to come out, and that's what will come out in our lives as well. So you have to be able to detect that.
I have a question.
You have a question there.
Thank you, Sherry, for that. I have a question coming in in the chat from South Carolina. They're just, they disappeared. Their hand went down. But they also did state, this individual did mention that the three things stood out to them in this podcast. I want you to know, Sherry, that when you spoke about looking under the bed, that we all have a bed, that encouraged them. This is Brenda from South Carolina. And also, Dr. April, when you talked about fear, that also spoke to their heart.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Brenda, for listening. And yeah, and I'm glad that it touched your heart. And definitely check out Sherry's thing. Yeah. Sherry, it's been an honor to have you on the show. You've not only the information that you brought, but you brought it with energy and a beautiful smile. And so we could see you speaking word. We could see the word came alive.
They just said to not be afraid to look under the bed was what mentioned them. And also, I just want to say one thing in conclusion, Sherry. When people are trying to determine who to listen to, we should listen. Yes, the Holy Spirit, but our Father. I close with this with you, Sherry. When we were in, what was it, Paraguay? And your father, George Tice, said to us before we went out shopping, don't buy any what?
Perfume.
Don't buy perfume. That's what he said of all the things. And we did not listen to your father, did we? I tried to talk you out of it. I bought it.
You said, Tice, come on, Tice, buy the perfume.
Oh, I was evil. Just buy it. So we bought this perfume from the street and not inside the store. And it ended up, when we opened it up, it was water. It was water. So I want to encourage everybody that's listening, as well as Sherry and myself, listen to the Father. Our Heavenly Father has great plans for us. And Sherry, thank you for speaking into my life and believing in me and more, and believing in God in me. Thank you for being our guest.
Yes. Thank you so much for being on the show. We really do appreciate it. And we'll have all your information on our show notes if anyone wants to reach out. Just to let our visitors know that we have upcoming shows. Our upcoming show for January is talking about 50 flavors of erotic love. And then we have some February things about big things come in small package and building self-confidence with Mahler Stewart. This has been Bringing Intimacy Back. One thing again to remember about our nurses, they have done so much in the last year and a half. So please don't forget about them. Look at www.nursingworld.org foundation and make sure you follow us on YouTube and share and subscribe. Thank you, Dr. Kelly, again. Sherry, you're welcome here anytime. And you know what? I mean, I feel like I know I'm designed for more and I'm motivated.
That's right.
Exactly. That's right. From what you get. Yes.
And I do just want to encourage the listeners to go to Sherry Together. They're on Linktree. They can click on that link. They can sign up for the Shine course. But I want you to go in and I want you to take the workshop on Get Off the Bench. That is like my call to action, right? If we're talking about you're designed for more, it's an action. Well, I don't want you to be stuck. And so this is my gift. It's a limited time only, going to be free. So take advantage of this.
It's going to be free.
Get off the bench.
Free.
This is free. So go to my Instagram, Sherry_together. All you have to do is click
Sherry
on
with an I.
Sherry with an I. It will be in the show notes. But all they have to do is click on that. And I want them to take the workshop, the first workshop, Get Off the Bench, and debunk these lies. And you download the PDF. You can start working on questions there. The PDF is Your Life Starts Now. So I want you to take advantage of this gift for the women that have been here on this show today, Bringing Back Intimacy. Thank you, April. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Sherry. This has been the Bringing Intimacy Back show. Get off the bench, guys. I'm going to do that too.
Get off the bench.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Have a great one. Bye.